I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. We all face deadlines every day, at school, at work, paying the bills. You know, you got to get stuff done on time. But for many who are sometimes known as dreamers, today marked a big deadline. These are young, undocumented immigrants who were brought here as children. And for the past 5 years, they've been protected by the program known as DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. The program shielded them from deportation and allowed many of them to go to college and get work permits. But President Trump is phasing DACA out. And for any DACA recipient whose status is due to lapse before March 5th next year, today was the deadline to apply one last time to renew their status. Oscar Hernandez is with United We Dream. That's a youth-led immigration advocacy organization. He's a DACA recipient himself and has been organizing efforts to help other so-called dreamers renew their status. In fact, Oscar, I believe you were involved in one of those efforts today, right?
Yes, actually, we had a very eventful morning. We were at Memorial City Mall doing a banner drop, and on the freeway on 59 doing another banner drop. Both of these places are located inside Culberson's district. John Culberson is a Republican in the 7th district, and we did it in his district because he also has a voice on whether or not the DREAM Act will pass. And when we talk about the DREAM Act, we mean a clean legislation that allows a pathway to citizenship to the people who meet the requirements, but that does not include any kind of incarceration or criminalization of our parents and other family members. In the afternoon, we went to John Cornyn's office, and in John Cornyn's office, as well as Ted Cruz, they're both state senators that can decide, have a voice on whether or not the DREAM Act will or will not pass. All three of them are Republican. And what we are doing is ensuring that, you know, our community knows who is representing you and where their stance is on our immigrant issues.
As for the deadline to apply for DACA renewal today, did you apply?
Oh, I actually am not eligible for renewal based on the guidelines. So I was like a lot of other people who were left out because of the way the memo states it is if it expires between September 5th and March 5th are the only people who are able to renew. So I have seen this last couple of weeks, a huge number of people coming to our doors looking to renew and they're not eligible. And other people who've been trying to apply for the first time are also no longer eligible.
When does yours actually expire?
February of 2019.
2019.
So I still have a good year or something, so a good time to go. But a lot of my friends don't. A close friend of mine's expires on March 23rd of next year, and she's not eligible to renew.
I know you've been involved in efforts to help people renew their status in the Houston area, which is still recovering from flooding caused by Tropical Storm Harvey. How did the storm affect those efforts?
Well, it was very frightful and a very tense moment for us. Post-Harvey, to get the announcement of the ending of DACA, I mean, we're talking about people who lost everything, who had to, at the spur of a moment, try to collect enough money to be able to renew their application status. And that was extremely difficult to see.
Yeah, and practically speaking, were there any Houstonians who just, you know, lost their documents in the flood and couldn't kind of actually do the application process?
Yes, of course. I met a lot of them. A friend of mine, like, all she found of her DACA was a wet piece of paper from her previous application.
Wow.
Because it was inside her apartment, and she actually had flown out. She was out of the state at the time. So we helped her apply and renew the application. I have like three or four people I met in these past 3 days that the same thing happened. They had their DACA and they lost it. They don't know what happened to it during the hurricane. And they lost a lot of other things. So now it's not only about their insecurity of where is DACA, but it's also what does it mean to replace your application? And then right now, what does it mean for this administration to have the data of all these undocumented people?
So Houston obviously faced exceptional flooding. That was obviously a challenge there. But what are some of the other challenges that have held DACA recipients back from renewing their status?
Well, for one, it was very confusing when the announcement came out. The statement was extremely unclear about what is the future of DACA and who can renew and who can't. So it wasn't until you actually read the memo that you get to actually find out in details who's eligible and who isn't eligible to renew. And then to add to that, usually of people whose DACA expires, they would get a letter saying that you need to renew your DACA. None of that happened for the people whose DACA expires from now, from September 5th to March 5th. They didn't get a letter letting them know, you know, you are eligible for renewal. And then losing everything during the hurricane and trying to come up to her payment for an attorney to get legal services. On top of that, the $495 that it cost to reapply for DACA. I mean, it's a devastating blow, and especially for families who have multiple youth who are eligible for this. Then you have to come to the tough decision of who in your family gets protection or not. You know, we've been trying to do everything we can to help our community, but really, just about every bar that they've been trying to put against us, they've been doing.
Oscar Hernandez with United We Dream. He spoke with us from Houston.